There is a point of caution about split infinitives. They tend to get awkward if more than one word appears between to and the verb. The easiest split infinitives to read are ones where a single word appears in the split and that word directly describes the verb. The first sentence below puts several words between to and go. This makes the sentence harder to read, since to and go create meaning together. The second sentence is easier to read, even if neither are wrong. We want to quickly and quietly, in the middle of the night, go to the park. We want to go quickly and quietly to the park in the middle of the night. The split infinitive does not normally cause any problems understanding English. So most modern grammar guides accept the split infinitive as proper English and a style choice. The rule against the split infinitive is a strange historical relic. A student learning English should not worry about whether a word can be put between to and go. Don't worry about unimportant fake grammar rules. As long as the meaning of your sentence is clear, just keep writing.